Hello, welcome back to I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. So I just want to take a moment and I just want to say, first of all, my prayers and my thoughts are with you if you are part of this awful winter weather bizarre that has happened in the South. I live in Mississippi, and fortunately, where I'm at, we didn't get a lot of snow. We did get some ice. We got some sleet, but we're safe. We never lost power. But my parents, they got snow. They lost their power. My mom and them, they are literally trapped inside their house. Like, they cannot leave their house. They've been like that since Monday, and this is in Mississippi. So I can't imagine Texas right now. My heart goes out to everybody in Texas that is dealing with this. And also, all of your fur babies, please bring them inside. If you have a fur baby, bring them inside, okay? So let's just get that out of the way. Other than that, let's talk about today's episode. So this story was suggested actually by my cousin, because this story is another unsolved case, and it's also from Mississippi. It's from Petal, Mississippi, and I live right there, like literally not far at all from Petal, and I've never heard of this case, and that, I mean, this just breaks my heart that there's so many unsolved cases in Mississippi alone, much less everywhere else, that nobody talks about. So that is going to be the premise of my podcast, just trying to get the word out to some of these unsolved, lesser known cases. And even if they are solved, let's talk about them, okay? So here we go. So today we're going to talk about Angela Freeman. Have you heard of her? I have never heard of her until I started looking into this case. And she did get a little bit of recognition when this originally happened, but it's been several years, and, you know, I just want to bring a little limelight to it. This hits close to home. Angela was friends with some people that I know, and she lived right down the road from where I live, and so we're going to bring light to it. So Angela went missing from Petal, Mississippi on September 10th in 1993. She was 17 years old and she was 4 months pregnant. So when Angela didn't return home from work that Thursday night, her mom wasn't really worried, because that Wednesday, Angela had told her mother, Deborah, that she was spending the night with a friend, and her mother visited for a while her and Angela. This was on Wednesday night, and Angela gave her mother cash for her car payment and then left for work. Her last words were, "Mama, I love you. I'll see you Friday." That was September 8th, 1993, and 2 days later, her car was found near the Monad Bridge in Perry County. Angela was last seen at the former Pizza Hut parking lot in Petal around 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. on September 10th of 1993. That same morning, her 1984 Honda Accord hatchback was found abandoned at the old Monad Bridge over Leaf River. So Deborah, Angela's mom, had found a puddle of liquid next to Angela's car, and the police thought it was transmission fluid. Police just thought that Angela was just another teenage runaway, because it was something kind of common back in those days. When that Monday passed and Angela still had not shown up for work, her mother called local TV stations to get the word out. That's when authorities began to believe the clues were more than what they were seeming. Forest County K-9 unit brought their dogs to the bridge, and they went straight to the puddle that was fresh on Friday, and people had parked overnight there for the weekend, and the dog still went straight to it. The puddle would later be identified as Angela's blood, but much later, like in 1999, when DNA was finally up and running. The canines were also able to sniff out one of Angela's kids, which are shoes. One was in tall weeds near her car by the bridge, and the other was behind a locked gate on private property. After several searches, Angela's body never showed up. They searched through Leaf River, and they never found her body. When she was seen at the Pizza Hut in Petal, the early morning that she went missing, she was seen arguing with her ex-boyfriend. And some sources say that he was the father of her unborn child. And then other sources that I found said that they didn't know the father or the name was not released. Something else to add is that Angela disappeared right before what was called the Monnet High Bridge murders. And Kenneth Moody is serving a life sentence for that, but there has been no connection made between that and Freeman's disappearance. So 23 years after her disappearance, investigator Captain Rusty Keyes never gave up on the case. He started a cold case unit at the University of Southern Mississippi campus in 2006 to help with the case. So whatever happened to Angela happened between Thursday night and 3:45 p.m. the next Friday, whenever her car was discovered. The deputies let Angela's mother, Deborah, take her car home. When Deborah and her ex-husband, Bill Stewart, looked through Angela's car, they found what they thought was blood, and the lab results would later confirm that it was Angela's. So, in 1999, when the DNA test confirmed that the blood was actually Angela's, and that it was actually blood, that is when the investigation officially turned to a homicide investigation. So, she went missing in 1993, and it was not an official homicide until 1999 when they found the DNA. So, the name of Angela's unborn child's father has never been released, and it has never been said if he was even a person of interest. Leads were tracked down, but there was never anything solid. Angela's room remained as she left it. Also, it included clothes that she had bought for her baby, which was going to be a little girl, and they planned to name her Christian. Angela was very excited about becoming a mother. In a later interview, Angela's brother, Nicholas Freeman, said that you can't rest. It's like watching a movie and not seeing the ending. Her brother wrote a song called Angela that he played at her memorial service. You can also find Nicholas's song on YouTube. And there's also a podcast about Angela's story called Telling Lives. You can access the podcast at tellinglies.blueberry.net. And anyone with any information is asked to call USM Police Captain Rusty Keyes or any local law enforcement officer. So this is just such a sad case. Just a young, pregnant lady, soon to be mama. She worked. She was saving up to move in with a roommate to start her life as an adult. And her life was wiped clean from her. And so was the baby. So, like I said, no one has been named as a suspect. No one has been caught. And it's still unsolved today in 2021. Like I said, I know people that were friends with this young girl. I live very close to Petal, and she just seemed like an all-around nice girl. You can also go on Facebook and there is a page that her mom set up in memory of her. And just please just keep an eye out for any information you may know. If you're from Petal or Hattiesburg or anywhere near there and you know people that know her or knew of her, you know, ask about her, get her name out, and if you know anything, let anybody know. So thank you again for watching. Blooper, and we're going to keep it. Thank you for listening, and join me again on our next episode of I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. Also, on the next episode, I'm thinking of doing a little story time to explain the name of my podcast. All right, bye.